Blog Talk Radio.
A new day for Al-Islam is proud to present Thursdays with Masjid Yusuf Shah in Mount Vernon, New York. And now, here is your host, Imam Musa Abdul Ali.
He's the co-producer of that show. So he's on now. So go ahead, brother, man. What was you saying?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is
very true. That's very true, ma'am. And he was an excellent guest.
Assalamu alaikum.
Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. Levi, what y'all doing, man?
Hey, well, we be the edition of the Thursday morning program.
Yeah, well, I don't hear nothing.
But we on the air right now, brother.
I heard William introduce the email, but I ain't heard the email yet.
I don't know what's going on, but you know, inshallah, we can get the email to chime in. You know, I thought that was him there.
You thought I was ill?
No, there's another caller.
He's a 347.
Right, so that was a different area code. So I thought that was him getting ready to speak.
Bring me in when you get ready.
Well, we on right now. We'll see what this other caller here. Maybe that's the email. And he's ready to speak. So
all
let's
right,
go on and see what's going on.
Yeah, bring me in when you get ready.
Ahmed was going to be there. He's saying.
All right. Well. Obviously, this morning there's some things that are being discussed in the back room between Brother William Kareem and the Imam.
That's supposed to be before 10:30, man. So you need to put somebody on the air.
Well, we're on the air right now, brother. So let's give us a quick rundown of what's going on in our communities and what you know of. William Shaw and the
Masjid.
No,
Yusuf Shaw.
I mean, Yusuf Shaw,
wrong,
I'm sorry.
Man. As-salamu alaykum.
That's correct stuff, see? As-salamu alaykum. So give us a rundown of what you know of the Yusuf Shaw Masjid.
All right. We're on the air now, right?
We on the air.
Yeah, as-salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And with the peace that only God can give, and we ask Allah's assistance. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer for everything that we are undertaking. Brother Rashid, thank you, brother. I'm a filler. This is Levi Shabazz. I'm a filler until we hear from our resident imam at Masjid Yusuf Shah, Imam Musa Abdul Ali, or maybe his assistant, Brother Abdul Aziz. In the meantime, between time, I want to remind all of our listeners that there will be a unified Tarleen this Sunday at Masjid Muksi Khalifa. Sunday is, I believe, the 28th. Is that correct? Well, I'm going to go with that. Sunday the 29th at
right.
Masjid Muksi Khalifa on 120 Madison Avenue, 1 o'clock, unified Tarleen. Open to everybody under the sound of our voice, the tri-state area, who is associated with the Association of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Again, Sunday, 1 p.m., Masjid Muksi Khalifa, Brooklyn, New York, 120 Madison Street. In addition, save the date, March the 17th, Masjid Nuruddin and Clara Muhammad School, Queens, will be having a major fundraising benefit at the LaGuardia Marriott. So just mark the date right now and keep keep your ear to the airwaves for more details. All right, so that takes care of what I know in the moment about community activities. Now, you is our email with us yet?
We're going to switch over, and we're going to find out right now. Hold on, Brother Levi. Assalamualaikum.
Exactly.
Is that Brother Imam, resident Imam of Yusuf Shah, on the line with us? All right, well, I'm not. Maybe there's a bad connection on his end.
We don't have him yet.
No, sir.
Well, Imam Musa had called me early this week and said that today we wanted to reminisce about, well,
okay,
now,
hold on, Levi. Hold on 1 second. Let's just check this one out.
Yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Imam Alfred Muhammad, New York City.
Yes, Brother Alfred.
Brother,
yes, sir,
Imam
Brother
Alfred.
Imam, Brother Imam. Imam
Brother
Alfred,
Imam,
yes,
Alfred.
Sir.
This is Brother,
yes,
Levi Sabas. You're right on time, sir. We're waiting for our resident Imam Musa. However, in the meantime, I was just about to introduce the subject that he asked me to participate in, and then by extension I told him I was going to invite you to participate. We want to talk about this morning Imam or Captain Yusuf Shah, the man.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
I'm going to step back, brother, and let you take it until, you know, we hear from Imam Musa, or until, you know, just work with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Secretary Levi and Brother Imam Yusuf Shah. I will have to tell you my personal reminiscence of Imam Yusuf Shah. And first of all, I bring you greetings from Brother Elijah Muhammad II, that I affectionately called the Supreme Captain Elijah Muhammad II, and I told him I was going to participate in a program. My own recollection of Imam Yusuf Shah was just as a soldier in number 7 from up until 1975.
Mm.
I became very closely associated with him and understood him as a mental body and as a leadership body. And May of 1978, when I was working as an assistant to Sheikh James Abdul Aziz Shabazz, who was Imam Muhammad's assistant, and therefore I was working third in the leadership to Imam Muhammad. And
mm-hmm.
one day in the back of Temple of Masjid Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Chicago on Stony Island Avenue, I spoke to Imam Muhammad. And I said, Brother Imam, we should bring Captain Shah to Chicago.
Mm.
He asked me, he said, do you really believe that? I said, yes, sir. He said, that's a pure-hearted man. He said, he may have made a few mistakes. He said, but he's a good man. He said, you really believe that? Imam Muhammad was not a man to be very animated, certainly in the early days. And he said, he gave me 5. He said, that's a good man. He's pure. And so he was summoned to Chicago in May of 1978. And from that point on, he and I was put on an assignment, which I don't want to discuss on the air. But I will say this about him. I then got to know him as a leader before I got to know him as a follower. And I will say this without hesitation, that he was one of the most five more important human beings to walk this earth since our beloved prophet. And why do I say that? I say that because of the following. He was always loyal to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he knew secrets of the Nation of Islam that would actually have blown any of our minds, and that he saw the Nation of Islam as a continuation of the leadership body for our people for the next 200 to 300 years.
Mm.
He was a very futuristic man and saw himself. He said, I said, how do you see yourself? He said, as a combination of J. Edgar Hoover and Bernard Baruch, the man behind the throne. And I
I know you have a presentation you want to make, but in the interest of time, you know, we only have 30 minutes here. May I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, when you say J. Edgar, we know J. Edgar. Who is Bernard Baruch, and how did that happen?
Bernard Baruch was the Secretary of Treasury during the Roosevelt administration, but served as basically the chief of staff to President Roosevelt, and was considered the man behind the throne.
Now, this is the same Bernard Baruch they named the school for downtown. Is that
yes,
right?
Sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have another call in. I just want to just make sure and see if this is the email I'm calling in. So just give me one moment while I bring the caller in and see if this is the email. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Is this the imam? Alaikum assalam?
Yes. Imam Musa.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, we're already rolling. We have Imam Alfred on the other line. He was
I've been listening.
You've been listening?
I've been listening to him. Yes,
all
sir.
All right, very good. Anything you want to say in a moment?
I just want to tell him thank you for coming on and talking about our beloved brother, Captain, friend, Imam Yusuf Shah. So let him continue.
Thank you. How you doing this morning, brother Imam?
I'm well, thank you.
Alhamdulillah. All right, brother, Imam Alfred.
Yes, the title for him came up at the table in this meeting with Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad asked to be said, you know, I can't just refer to you as Brother Shah. He said, would you accept? He said, can I call you Captain? And Imam Shah looked kind of with a moment, and Imam Muhammad said, can I refer to you as Imam? And he said, yes. And Imam said, I will refer to you as Imam Shah. He said, I just can't refer to you just as brother.
No.
And I would say this to many of our members and others that don't know him. I heard some brothers call him brother, but you can't call a man like that brother. He was more than a brother. He was first our brother, but he was a leader.
Mm.
And in fact, the most important organizational leader this organization, this community has ever known.
I agree.
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, he was in addition to being the captain of Temple No. 7, he was also the East Coast captain during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad referred to him as his captain because he personally trained him as captain.
Mm-hmm.
Really responsible for holding No. 7 together after the passing of Minister Malcolm during the transition. Was largely responsible for making the decision for Minister Farrakhan to come to New York. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad relied on him heavily for decision making. He was a very extraordinarily wise man, and I want to bring some of a historical fact to the audience's attention. His father, Joseph Gravitt Ailes, Sheikh Joseph Gravitt Ailes, was one of Nawudru Ali's immediate leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that faith is by inheritance. Later in doing research to him, I said, did you know your father was one of Nawudru Ali's leaders? He said, no, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is genetic. So it was genetical leader. He was also a sergeant in the United States Army. He was a natural leader. He could walk into a room and no one know who he was, and in matters of minutes, they could feel his presence. We have to understand Allah blesses people with his spirit for special reasons. And I believe, as I heard Imam Muhammad said about Newark, he said Newark will never rise until it has another Minister James Shabazz.
Mm-hmm.
And I said New York will never rise until we have another man like Imam Yusuf Shah.
Well, you know, brother, I'm especially appreciative of your historical background. I never knew that our beloved Imam Shah was a U.S. Army sergeant, although it's not. I could see him as showing up being a first sergeant, or, you know, a top master sergeant, just in the way that he was able to handle the men of the FOI, you know, because we were told that Islam is as broad as all humanity. And certainly in the ranks of the fruit, man, we had all humanity.
That's right.
People from every conceivable walk of life, and some walks of life that you may not even be able to conceive.
including a Caucasian member of our nation.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
And Captain Shah was able to coordinate and to, matter of fact, you know, I was reflecting since Imam Musa put me on this assignment, and correct me if I'm wrong, brother Imam Alfred, but Captain Shah had the ability to address everyone by their name.
Yes, sir. He had a prodigious memory. In fact, you might recall, Brother Secretary, when he was officiating, he would say, Brother Alfred 12X, and he would recall every Alfred back, starting with Alfred 1. He had a scream of cotton. He was a genius.
Absolutely.
Well put. With a photographic memory.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, because...
Because he really wasn't even a very literate person in terms of actually reading, but he just had a memory. And, I mean, just an extraordinary person, yes.
Brother Rashid, do we have any other input? Rashid, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, are there any other callers?
We have callers that are just listening right now.
Brother Levi, I'd like to ask Imam Alfred a question about Captain Shah. As-salamu brother Imam.
Well, like about salam, beloved.
How you feeling, brother? My question is, before Captain Shah came to New York, who was the captain here, or was there a captain, and what was the blueprint that Captain Shah, if there was a blueprint, Captain Shah used to follow this idea of being the captain in the East Coast, or the regional East Coast captain? Was there another brother that was there before him, or he set the mold and broke the mold?
Very, very excellent question. There were several captains before him. One of those captains was a brother by the name of Brother Ralph Abdullah. Back in the old days, we used to call him Ralph Allah. Was from Detroit, Michigan. He was sent here. He was under Minister Reginald Shabazz, which was Malcolm's brother. He was here, and then there was several other brothers here, but they were captains, but Imam Yusuf Shah was a captain of captains, to be honest with you. There was no mold. There was never a phenomenon called New York City. The Nation of Islam should be said up until 1940 included tens of thousands of unchurched people, African Americans who were of the lower classes, pre-literate to somewhat semi-literate until the 40s when people came out of the army. And Abdullah Muhammad was really looking for this particular type of person who had military experience to train the FOI. And Imam Yusuf Shah was a super aggressive person. He and Minister Malcolm were dissatisfied with what the pace they saw on the Minister Lemuel in Detroit, Michigan, Temple Number 1, and decided that the best place to go was to the East Coast. Now, Imam Shah had no experience on the East Coast, but he accepted Minister Malcolm's advice that the African Americans on the East Coast was perhaps the most special African American. I think that still is true. And they first went to Boston, little success. They went to Springfield, little success. Went to Philadelphia and made major success. And then when they heard that there was a vacancy in New York City, they ran to New York, even before Abdullah Muhammad had removed Minister Sultan Muhammad, which was the minister in New York City at that time. And the mosque in Milwaukee is named after Sultan Muhammad. Heavyset, light-skinned man with a booming voice. But in terms of setting the mold for the captainship, he set the mold. More than I know, Brother Captain Raymond Sharif, I know Captain Elijah Muhammad. I know our second Supreme Captain, which is Captain Edward Ali. But of all the captains, the mold of knowing how to manage men, knowing the psychology of men, and New York City, every type would be in New York City. You didn't find that type in Detroit. You didn't find that type in Atlanta. There were certain particular people. But New York was a metropolitan city. People migrated for all kinds of reasons, good and bad. And it took Imam Shah, with the guidance of Abdullah Muhammad, I don't have time to go into it, but I would tell you, he learned a lot by being in New York. He was a law enforcement man, but he learned from Abdullah Muhammad how to be merciful to people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Abdullah Muhammad, he was busting a brother, and Abdullah Muhammad told him, said, Brother Captain, what are you going to do, run everybody out of the temple?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he Captain Joseph at the time, he said, yeah. He said, Abdullah Muhammad said, I know people are going to do certain things. Your job is not to look for it, but to help them. And that's how Imam Shah was. He was multidimensional. He had a lot of mercy in him. He knew what he did. He made a decision. If you were a good person, he would work with you. That's what it turned. Work with me. If you were a bad person, he exposed you, and he would actually use whatever disciplinary means would be necessary to get rid of you, to expose you. But he knew how to work with people. The most important thing that I think most of our leaders have forgotten is how to be merciful with people. You have to have laws, but you also have to have mercy. And you have to try to discern in the heart of people, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Wa'amala Baniyat. Deeds are judged by intentions, or matters are judged by intentions. Imam Shah would do that. He would try to determine what kind of person you are.
That's
and
right.
Then he would, after determine the kind of person you are, if he found you to be a good person, he would work with you. And that's how we have to be. And he
I
was a
like
master
to,
reconciliator. Yes.
I would like to make a comment and ask you a question. On the note that you're speaking on the mercy, you know, I remember hearing from our first officer, Hussein Shabazz, Clarence 7X, and I'm sure this came directly from the captain, that he would remind the lieutenants in the classes that these are not your men. These
right.
men belong to Allah. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
encouraging
right.
them to practice that merciful quality that you were speaking about. Now, a question I want to ask you. Imam Shah was a family man, yes?
Yes, sir.
And he had several children. I know of
yes,
the three
sir.
Boys, and I don't know exactly how many girls he had.
I think it was three. It's three.
Yeah, yeah. But he was very much a family man in addition to his commitment to the Nation of Islam and to the association of W.D. Muhammad.
Absolutely. That should be clear. Yes, sir.
Does somebody else want to come in?
That's all I got?
No.
Yes, we have another caller, and they want to chime in as well. Can we bring him in?
Yeah, by all means.
All right. I sound like a new caller.
Yeah, Muhammad Idris from Charleston, South Carolina.
How are you doing?
And I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. And being the
love,
first
brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
We have
brother
Imam
Levi.
Alfred on the line and Imam Musa on the line. What?
Okay.
Come on, what you got? We only got a few minutes.
Okay. Well, I just called. I'm glad that y'all have a show and are talking with our former captain, and being one who worked under him, knowing very good, and I pray a lot forgive him for his shortcomings, but in paradise.
Amen.
And I thank y'all. Thank you all for having the show and talking, but a former officer of the temple who helped train us and help train me myself personally. And I pray that maybe at another time that we could go into it more and share some of the history that we learned from him.
Yes, yes.
I think, Brother Imam Idris, this is Imam Musa. We are hoping, inshallah, that next week we will have you start off the conversation if you have the time and availability. We want to talk about the man, the personality, the group, the Nation of Islam, under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and his personalities, and what are those qualities that they shared that we are lacking or we forgot, and being to remind us of our duty as Muslims. And very soon, God willing, we're going to continue the conversation for maybe about four or five more sessions with you, Sir Sean, that we're going to give some, inshallah, if Allah permits, some great news about what we're going to do in Mount Vernon with that that personality's name, Imam Captain Yusuf Shah.
Okay, thank you, thank you. May Allah bless you all.
Bless you as well. Brother Levi, I appreciate you filling in for me. My tardiness was a little off. I thank everybody for participating in this discussion about Captain Shah. We pray God continue to bless his family. You know, his wife is in Atlanta. I spoke to her, a very vibrant sister, full of energy. I spoke to his daughter, one of his daughters that's in New York, and we want to eventually have them have a discussion about him as well. That'll probably be the final show. We're trying to work that out. And we want to let everybody know that Master Yusuf Shah at 10 South 2nd Avenue, Mount Vernon, New York. We have Juma services at 12:30, and on Saturdays at 12 until about 4. We have Islamic studies, Arabic prayer classes, and on Sunday we have Islamic studies from 12. We have Quranic Circle, we have Attributes of Allah, and we have the nafs of the human being. And I know we're really wind down, Brother Rashid, so I want to give everyone the greetings. Thank everybody for participating. And also realize this Sunday we have a unified Ta'leem at Masjid Musi Khalifa, and that's at
120 Madison Street.
And you'll have the majority of the local imams that's over the masjid will be participating. I'm going to apologize now that masjid myself will not be there. I have another engagement in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and my spirit and my prayers are with the Unified Ta'leem, and Master Yusuf Shah is with the Unified Ta'leem wholeheartedly. So I don't want anybody to think that we're not there. We just had another engagement that we have to get to, and we pray a lot to protect those who are going to Unified Ta'leem and get a benefit from it. And also we want to remind the believers that Master Lucy Khalifa, they are asking for donations for a minor situation, that they're dealing with. And I think you can go to www.masjidkhalifa.com. And you hit the donation button, you can give as much as you can. And I mean, you always realize that it's peace be with Allah. The concept of giving is something that our Prophet has shown us, and the companions of the Prophet has shown us, and we should continue to keep that work up. So if everyone go to www.masjidkhalifa.com and hit the donation button, and you will be able to give some support to a community in Brooklyn that has been very beneficial for the city, for the borough of Brooklyn and for the city of New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Imam Alfred, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Is there anything that you would just like to say in the last? We got
yes,
one
sir.
Minute.
Yes, sir. I would like to invite our audience. Thank our listening audience, and invite our listening audience that every Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're on Blog Talk Radio with a program called Religion Means Alive, and you can find the address and how to find it, and also the call-in number in the Muslim Journal. There's an ad that the Ministry of Imam Alfred Muhammad has in the Muslim Journal, and I would invite you to call in and listen and make your comments, and let us all work together to keep the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad alive and well, and keep the memory of the hard work of Imam Yusuf Shah, who most of all, as Imam, as Brother Elijah Muhammad said, was a worker, and a worker in the cause. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Imam, and thank you for reminding us about the Muslim Journal. It's very important
that
we support the Muslim Journal. Brother Rashid, Imam Musa?
Yes, well, it's time for us to close out the show. You know, we have 20 seconds left, so we're going to play the intro to the show like we normally do when to greet the believers with peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Brother Imam Brother Levi Shabazz, Imam Alfred, Imam Musa. We will thank everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
People, I'm telling people on my job, look, I need 100.